WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, it's clear and 22 degrees in Atlantic. And we look forward to be partly cloudy here today with a high of 48. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports a Cass County man was arrested early this morning in Villisca on drug charges. 19-year-old Thomas Daniel Bruning of Atlantic was taken into custody at around 12:30 a.m. at the intersection of West High Street and U Avenue in Villisca. Bruning was charged with possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. At the same time and place, 20-year-old Sean Alexander Jensen of Atlantic was cited for driving while suspended and failure to have proof of insurance. Jensen was released on the citations while Bruning was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $1,000 bond. Deputies were assisted at the scene by the Red Oak Police Department's K-9 unit. Deputies in Adams County arrested a man Monday night following an investigation into an incident at an independent living facility in Corning. Officials say 41-year-old Stephen Elijah Ferguson of Corning was charged with criminal mischief in the fourth degree at around 8:40 p.m. after deputies found a dining room area table and chairs were overturned at the Country Haven List Assisted Living Facility. In addition, a picture had been broken over an overturned chair, and the drinking fountain was torn off the wall. Ferguson was being held in the Adams County Jail on $1,000 bond. A Union County woman was arrested Monday on charges that she stole a large sum of money from her employer. 44-year-old Lindsay Huntsman of Creston was fired last October from her job as office manager at the Creston Automotive Ford dealership. Her termination occurred as Creston police launched an investigation into missing money from the business. On Monday, Huntsman was charged with ongoing criminal conduct and 5 counts of first-degree theft. The investigation found more than $500,000 missing from Creston Automotive accounts. Huntsman had worked at the car dealership since 2006. The Pottawatomie County Attorney's Office will take no action against a Council Bluffs police officer who was involved in a shooting late last year. The Omaha World-Herald reports that at a press conference held Monday, Pott County Attorney Matt Wilbur said an investigation determined Officer Jared Poor used justified force to protect himself and others during a dangerous situation. At around 12:40 p.m. on December 23rd, Officer Poor fired at a stolen Chevrolet Corvette driven by 33-year-old Jesse Wilkinson as the suspect attempted to strike Poor and another officer in a driveway at 125 Park Avenue. After locating the stolen Corvette, which had been observed by a Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office deputy earlier in the day, Poor and Officer Corey Woodward approached the parked car on foot from behind after parking behind Wilkinson. The officer told the suspect to put his hands up and get out of the vehicle. Wilson allegedly put the vehicle in reverse and sped toward the officers. Poor fired as Woodward got out of the way. The Corvette hit an unmarked police cruiser. Wilkinson is currently in custody in Omaha. Authorities continue to finalize a list of charges related to the Council Bluffs incident, although Wilbur noted assault on an officer with a weapon, felony eluding arrest, and possession of a stolen vehicle will be among the charges. The stolen vehicle charge is a Class C felony, while the other two are Class D felonies. Wilkinson has a laundry list of pending federal and Nebraska state charges as well. Police in Red Oak are investigating a break-in at a residential garage. Around 4:20 p.m. Monday, a resident on Eastern Avenue reported to police that a person or persons unknown had forced their way into the victim's garage and tampered with items inside the structure. Some items were taken from the garage, but were located outside. Police believe whoever broke into the garage placed those items outside when they were spooked off by an unsuspecting citizen. The property where the incident occurred is located near a walking trail. Anyone who may have seen suspicious activity in the area is asked to contact Red Oak Police at 712-623-6500. In our funeral announcements, Audrey Meyer, age 100, of Manning, died Thursday. Funeral services for Audrey Meyer will be today at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Rose Bosick, age 81, of Sioux City and formerly of Griswold, died Friday. Funeral services for Rose Bosick will be at noon today at the Central Church of Christ in Griswold, with the Dune Funeral Home of Griswold in charge of arrangements. Arlene Jonke, age 95, of Atlantic and formerly of Lewis, died Saturday. Funeral services for Arlene Jonke will be today at 1 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Dennis Larson, age 62, of Erling, died Wednesday. A celebration of life service for Dennis Larson will be this evening at 7 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Martha Lauer, age 76, of the Hill of Zion area, died Saturday in Des Moines. Celebration of life services for Martha Lauer will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at St. John's Catholic Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Phyllis Priestley, age 91, of Guthrie Center, died Saturday. Memorial services for Phyllis Priestley will be on Wednesday at 11 a.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Cheryl Wotan, age 64, of Council Bluffs, has died. Funeral services for Cheryl Wotan will be Wednesday at 11:30 at the Reconvieth Funeral Home in Oakland. Elaine McIntaffer, age 65, of Atlantic, died Friday at the Cass County Hospital. Services for Elaine McIntaffer are pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Wilma Douglas, age 76, of Atlantic and formerly of Cumberland, died Thursday. Memorial services for Wilma Douglas will be held at a later date. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. Our news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Oakland and Carson. Your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marsha, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.